Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by the newly crowned Dallas County Fair Queen for 2019. Her name is Kate Collins. Kate, first of all, what was your initial reaction to being crowned this year's Dallas County Fair Queen?
It's a really humbling experience. The Dallas County Fair has been a huge part of my life ever since I was born. I can watch my cousins. I've been showing since I was in Clover Kids. Dallas County Fair is the best week of the summer, so it's really humbling to be able to represent such a great part of my life and part of the community.
For sure. So how did you decide that you wanted to get involved with this competition?
So actually, my mom was a fair queen, and I've always wanted to since I was little, and I played softball in high school, so I literally had a game every single day. It just never worked out, and finally, my schedule worked out, and I was like, this was my last year, so I figured I'd give it a shot and see where it took me.
All right, and give us a little bit about your background, where you're from and what you're involved with.
So I was born and raised on a family farm just outside of Adel. I grew up and went to Adel DeSoto Mimbrum for school. Through high school, I was involved in softball, all the different sports, and then we started our own FFA chapter, so I focused a little bit more on that. I was the president of our local FFA chapter along with the South Central District Reporter. Through high school, I was also an NHS student council, big brother, big sister. I now attend Iowa State University. I just finished my sophomore year, so I'm majoring in agricultural business and international ag, along with minoring in agronomy. At Iowa State, I'm involved in Sigma Alpha, which is a professional ag sorority, along with Agricultural Business Club, where I am currently serving as a co-reporter. This summer, I am interning at Atlantis Cooperative as an agronomy sales intern. So I love being out and looking at the crops and talking to farmers and just the day-to-day activities.
All right, so what do you want to do with all that for your future?
So right now, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Right now, I really like the agronomy sales aspect. My passion is agriculture. I've grown up ever since I've been able to sit up on a four-wheeler. I've been involved with my dad, with cattle, with row crop, with anything that I could get my hands on. One thing for sure is I want to advocate for agriculture. It's the backbone of America, so of course we need to keep it up, but of course I want to also really push women in agriculture. It's a hard industry to be in as a female, and I think that we serve just as good and give the boys a run for their money.
Absolutely. So what are your duties for the rest of the Dallas County Fair then?
I get to attend all of the shows and hand out ribbons to all of the participants, and along with just be involved in everything. And then I go represent the Dallas County at the Iowa State Fair Queen contest.
All right, what are you excited about for that aspect of the title?
I'm really excited to meet other girls and just see and hear their stories, and I'm excited to represent Dallas County at such a high level and continue to talk about ag with other people.
All right, so what was your reaction when you heard your name called tonight? Just take us through the nerves, the butterflies leading up to it, and then as soon as you heard your name.
So the whole day I was kind of like, okay, like it's coming, but the decision had already been made, so I couldn't really do anything. So I was trying to fight my nerves, and then we got up on stage and had to tell a little bit about ourselves, and that's like when the butterflies started kicking in, and they called the first runner up, and I was like, okay, I still have a shot. Like, and then they called my name, and I was just very humbled and overjoyed and really excited to finish out this week in the Iowa State Fair.
Did the other girls that were up for the crown compliment you, give you any congratulations, that sort of thing?
Yeah, everybody who ran was super nice. They gave me a run for their money. They were all super nice, said congratulations, gave me a hug. It was really nice to be a part of.
All right, now one last question for you. Kind of your first chance to promote yourself for the state fair, why do you feel like you would make a great Iowa State Fair Queen?
That's a tough question. I believe because I really like to spread the word about agriculture. It is the backbone of America, like I've said, and it needs to continue to get out there, and people need to continue to understand the practices that are actually happening instead of what they hear on the news. I also believe that I just really like to interact with everybody, so that will be a good opportunity to help me and build my confidence, along with get to know everybody else and see everybody else there.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners about being the new Dallas County Fair Queen?
I don't think so. Just I'm excited to have the week.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Yes, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with the 2019 Dallas County Fair Queen, Kate Collins. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. Don't forget that the Dallas County Fair will continue running from now until Sunday, and the Raccoon Valley Radio, Big Red Radio, will be at each day of the fair, broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. We will have live reports from the fair, as well as the most recent results from all the competitions, while also playing music by the gazebo and providing public address services. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.